This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 4th of August 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. Today I'm joined by broadcaster and founder of Musa City Global, Nick Luscombe. He's come to the studio armed with three new or newish tracks which he thinks worthy of our attention. The first is from American bassist for pretty much everybody, Thundercat, who has emerged from the backing bands of Sun Ra and Flying Lotus, among many others. Then we'll also hear the first track in 4 years from British R&B musician Jamie Woon, and we'll be ending with some country soul from Jeb Loy Nichols. That's all coming up on the Arts Review here on Monocle 24. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We will start very, very shortly with Thundercat. Before that, what have you been up to recently?
Well, I've been at the Latitude Festival with Radio 3. I've been doing that, basically, and doing a lot of playlist curation as well.
So excellent. Keep me busy. Well, we can think of this then as a curation of a three-track playlist.
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Perhaps. We will start with Thundercat. As we mentioned in the introduction, this is he's one of those people who seems to have fallen into that life of just being the first name in everybody's Rolodex when they decide we need instrumentalist X. He is now... It seems like he's the only bass player left on earth sometimes.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? So I didn't think of that, but you're absolutely right. He's definitely in demand. But he's also defined a sound of his own, I think, which you can tell through this track. I don't know how you describe it. What do you think? I mean, it's quite unique, isn't it? In a kind of proggy folk soul. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's that whole prog folk soul thing that's going on at the moment.
That's what it is, isn't it?
it's Stephen Bronsu, it's not just that he's played for everybody. He has played for a resume of people that looks like somebody has plucked them at random out of a hat. I mean, Erykah Badu and Suicidal Tendencies. You would think their Venn diagram, it does not overlap hugely.
That's true, isn't it? Well, I guess that's how talented the man is. But yeah, he's definitely one of those names, but rightly so. And I think his solo work is great, extraordinary. But he does pull in people, you know, the favour comes back to him with the kind of people that he works with on his record. So it works, definitely.
Okay, well, this is from a new solo EP under the name Thundercat. It is called The Beyond / Where the Giants Roam. We'll hear a track from that right now. This is Thundercat with Them Changes. It must have been when I lost my Thundercat with Them Changes. That's all superstar bass player Stephen Bronsu's nom de plume. I don't know about you, I was reminded a bit of that sort of like marvelous run of mid-70s Stevie Wonder records. There's something of that about them, although he does seem to lack Wonder's exuberance and optimism.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, a little down-tempo. Also a bit of Shuggy Otis in there as well, which clearly is an influence in that track, I think. So yeah, that kind of 70s vibe for sure.
Okay, well, that is Thundercat, aka Stephen Bronsu. That album, or EP rather, six-track mini album. I'm amazed also to find out that people still do mini albums. That seems like perhaps you'll do it on 10-inch vinyl and go for the full throwback thing. It is called The Beyond / Where the Giants Roam. That was Them Changes. We'll move along now to Jamie Woon, who released a debut album called Mirror Writing in 2011, and then went exceedingly quiet. For the benefit of listeners who may well have forgotten he exists, reintroduce us, if you would.
Yeah, well, Jamie Woon, I guess he started out quite early on in 97 with a track with Burial, Wayfaring Stranger, so which had a Burial remix on it, which was the kind of thing that really, I think, suddenly everyone's thinking, well, who's Jamie Woon? And then also, who's Burial? You know, so it's quite an amazing record. And then the album came out, and then nothing. But when I saw him back in, like, I guess, like 97, 98, you know, he's a one solo performer with a loop station and just kind of, you know, doing that and quite original at the time. I think very few people were actually doing that. And then obviously since then, we've seen a whole load of solo performers with, you know, with a quite technical setup and doing all kinds of things. But Jamie was kind of the spearhead of that, I think, in many ways.
Well, that sort of prompts my next question. As you mentioned, he did kind of pioneer that thing of the solo artist equipped with loops and backing tracks and so on. Mm. And it is so often the case in music, as in so many other fields of endeavor, that the pathfinder gets scalped by subsequent, you know, hordes of imitators who therefore farm the ground he clears. What at this point still distinguishes Jamie Woon from those that have come subsequently?
Incredible songwriting, I think. I mean, I've heard the album and it is great. I mean, it's really, he's definitely got, he thinks about things a lot for sure. That's why it takes him a while to actually make these records, you know, but all for the better. And I think he's definitely got a depth to him, a lot of soul to it. The production on the record is great, as you'll hear from this single. To me, he's always stood out. He's always been more important and more interesting than most other artists like him. And it's a shame in a way that he hasn't got the same sort of recognition. I guess, you know, someone like, I know when James Blake came along, a lot of people thought, oh, that's Jamie's thing gone and done, you know, and James Blake got so popular. But I think Jamie Woon's in it for the long term anyway, so I don't think he's that worried about it. And I think he's got enough of a following anyway for him to be, you know, pretty happy.
Okay, well, this is the new track by Jamie Woon. This is Sharpness.
Every day is the day that you save me. Light into darkness, cut on the sharpness of your. Never been so inside. I'm falling into you. Never been so resistant.
Sharpness there by Jamie Woon, the second selection this week on the Monocle Music Review. It does seem to be things that remind me a bit of Stevie Wonder Week this week. It does have, there's a certain quality of his voice, I think, perhaps surprisingly.
That's true. To me, my favourite record from the last 10 years pretty much was a record by Owusu and Hannibal, which came out on Ubiquity Records. I think it may have even been about 10 years ago. And this single has been produced by Robin Hannibal from that sort of duo. And so to me, the album definitely echoes that. And it's probably why I like it so much, because it really reminds me of that record. But you're right, again, Stevie Wonder shining through that a little bit as well.
Which brings us on to our third selection. Is there going to be a Stevie Wonder influence here, do we think? Or would we be stretching it very hard to try and bundle all this up in a neat little parcel?
Yeah, Stevie Wonder, country soul. I'm trying to think. What was the most...
The soul thing, obviously, he had covered the country. Yeah, possibly.
Hmm.
No, okay. We might have run out of steam with that. Your third choice this week is Jeb Loy Nichols.
Yeah.
American musician who has chosen to make his life and living in Wales.
That's right, yeah. On an organic farm where he grows all his own food and recycles everything and paints and makes beautiful country soul music. So, yeah, it's good.
So he is. You have kind of portrayed, made a or painted a picture there of a fairly atrocious sounding hippie. Is he not?
No, well, I don't think so. I've never met him, but no, I don't think he is. He sounds too. I think he's got too much of the city in him, actually. Still, you know. So. No, I think he's just very sensible and he's just ahead of the curve there.
Because he has always been, Jeb Loy Nichols, that has been very musically restless as well. Where do you think he is now in terms of the rest of his career?
Yeah, what a great question. I really don't know, but all I know is he seems to be making great record after great record. So this is fantastic as well. And he does seem to be able to really fuse a kind of very modern, but a modern soul sense within that country sound. And it just really works, I think. I think he's particularly talented. And again, another artist that I think should be, you know, being played a lot more by everybody.
Okay, well, this is his latest track. This is Jeb Loy Nichols with Katie Blue.
I'm a believer, I believe everything that I hear. But when I heard about you, I couldn't believe my ears. I always lived in the country, I stayed close to the ground. But when I heard about you, I thought about moving to town.
Katie Blue by Jeb Loy Nichols. I really like that one. It reminded me a bit of the more sort of trip-hoppy exercises of Alabama 3. It's got that that unlikely marriage between Americana and trip-hop.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I suppose a guy from Wyoming based in Wales is probably going to get that synthesis right.
Yeah, it's close to Bristol, isn't it?
If anybody is. Well, it is close to Bristol. But that is Katie Blue. It's by Jeb Loy Nichols. It's out now on City Country City Records. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you to Nick Luscombe, as ever, Nick Luscombe from Musicity, which I have pronounced correctly now on 2 out of 2 occasions, for joining me in the studio today. You have been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Mullen. My producer was Holly Fisher. The researcher was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. We will be back at the same time tomorrow with this week's television review. But for now, it's goodbye from me, and thanks as always for listening.